Bachelor Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
On News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Five 13, News Radio 92.3 Pensacola right now. Chris Bryan, Austin Price, hanging with you on this Monday afternoon. Thank you so much for having us on today. We do appreciate that. But we're going to have some really informative sports information coming up a little bit around the bottom of the hour, so be around with that one. Of course, we've got a game underway on our sister station on ESPN Pensacola. Kickoff, was it 5 today on that one?
I think the coverage may start at 5. I know kickoff's at 6.
Okay, so we'll be keeping you informed of what's going on that side. But there are 3 important things you need to know about this afternoon. Let's go ahead and tackle those.
Number 1.
Strong winds here and dry, dusty air have limited storms in the panhandle this hurricane season. Today, NHC forecasters confirming a tropical wave in the central Atlantic is the only disturbance with any potential development. So far this week, spaghetti models for the tropical wave show little to no impact on the U.S., as most projections keep it tracking north and east of the Bahamas. No Gulf of America activity planned through next week.
Number 2.
And a majority of the Escambia School Board members have expressed support for eliminating citizen-based book review committees. According to District 1 Representative Kevin Adams, this measure aims to expedite the school's book review process. The board will vote on the proposal during its regular meeting scheduled tomorrow at 5:30 p.m. at the J.E. Hall Center.
Number 3.
The Cantonment Improvement Committee holding a big food distribution event tomorrow. Make sure you take this in if you need some help. Offering 10,000 pounds of food to residents. The event begins at 3. They'll do this at Carver Park in Cantonment. Participants are required to present valid ID to receive that food. Now, distribution will be on a first-come, first-served basis while supplies last. 5:15, News Radio 92.3. Austin Price looking at the weather and local traffic together this afternoon.
Thank you very much, sir. Boy, I wish I could say there's not much going on the roads, but there is. The worst-looking spots are going to be the intersection of Palafox Street and Burgess Road. Also have some backups on Davis Highway right as you're merging with Scenic in front of UWF's main entrance, fixing to head into Pace. We got some backups there. Also, speaking of that direction, if you continue eastbound, you're going to be on Highway 90, traveling towards where Chemuckla Highway meets Florida Town Road. Got a heavy wave of congestion there. Don't understand why, because we haven't had confirmation of an accident, but we will be keeping an eye on it. Last major spots, Gulf Breeze Parkway, traveling eastbound towards Avalon Boulevard. As for your weather, only 85 degrees right now, low of 69 tonight. It's going to be sunny, mostly clear all throughout your week, and as a result, with the lack of rain and such, we're going to see the highs creep up just a tad. Tomorrow, going to be 88, but come Friday, it'll be more to the tune of 91.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
You know, last night turned into something that it really shouldn't have. Hundreds of people turning out for a Charlie Kirk vigil last night at the Pensacola Graffiti Bridge. Unfortunately, that event turned violent after a man reportedly vandalized the mural prior to the vigil. Fight broke out. You know the whole scene. Alleged vandal was hit with pepper spray. He was carted off to the hospitals before the officers arrived. Not a pretty night. Pensacola could have done a lot better on this one. The vigil went on as planned after the mural was touched up by the artist, event organizer Stephen Pilgrim.
There was a fire that ignited in me the day that he passed away. And I think it's time that we just stand up in a peaceful manner and show the world that we are here to be a beacon of hope and love to others so that they can spread that to other people as well.
PPD asking anybody who witnessed the altercation to contact them or Crime Stoppers.
And speaking of the subject matter, the Texas Roadhouse in Milton finding itself embroiled in this whole Charlie Kirk nonsense. This comes after a woman posted on social media saying that she, quote, doesn't feel sorry for a Nazi and that he didn't unite anyone except on the grounds of hatred and racism, unquote. The woman was Mallory Redling, who's the estranged wife of the location's former manager, and he was let go after these comments drew scrutiny online, but many online have argued that the former manager, or they've argued on his behalf, saying that he and his estranged wife simply have different ideologies.
Here's your top state stories this hour.
The trial continues here in the state for Ryan Ruth, the man accused of plotting to assassinate then-president candidate Donald Trump at the Trump International Golf Course. Get this, happened a year ago. Dana Marie McNichol is down in Fort Pierce, and she has a story for us.
Taking the stand, our FBI agent. So the jury has already heard from a firearms expert as well as an evidence technician that searched Ruth's car when he fled the golf course. Now, she presented to the jury items that were found inside, including an expired Hawaii driver's license, a U.S. passport, 6 cell phones, a debit card, and a handwritten note with flights to South America. She also showed overnight parking receipts intended to place Ruth locally in Palm Beach County the night before the alleged assassination attempt.
And a high school student is under arrest, accused of threatening to shoot up his school in Manatee County. Police say the 14-year-old student threatened to carry out a mass school shooting at Braden River High School. The threats made on Snapchat Sunday night. The child was arrested on a second-degree felony charge, and authorities say they did not have access to firearms, but there was an extra police presence at the high school today as a precaution.
President Trump announced earlier this month that 11 gang members were killed after a boat allegedly carrying drugs into the U.S. was struck off the coast of Venezuela. The Pentagon deployed ships to the Caribbean to counter drug trafficking operations. Florida Congresswoman Maria Salazar claims Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro is giving orders to those cartels.
He is only a thug who is running 2 criminal organizations, Trendaragua, and you know that very well, and one of the drug trafficking cartels called the Solis. So Maduro has his days counted.
All righty, just about 5:20 here. We'll take a quick break. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now. We'll be back in just a few minutes with another quick check of your roads and weather, along with some of your hardest-hitting national headlines for you right here on News Radio 92.3.
Not all service companies are created equal. Hi, this is Judy Lacey with Barberry Plumbing, and we're proud to say we're a local, family-owned small business serving our community for over 50 years. In 1972, my dad, Louis Barberry, started this company with a vision of providing the best quality service with honesty and integrity for the community. Small businesses are the heart of America, and when you support a locally-owned small business, you help to keep your community strong. We are not one of those plumbing franchise companies that will charge you an arm and a leg. At Barberry Plumbing, we always use the flat rate pricing so you know exactly how much the job will cost before the work begins. No franchise fee to pass along. You may not need a plumber today, but when you do, call Pensacola's best plumber, Barberry Plumbing, at 477-8782. And don't forget to like us on Facebook.
License number RF1106-7749.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
It's not if, but it's when. James chapter 1 reminds us that facing trials is not a matter of if, but it's a matter of when. And because trials will come, it is wise for us to be ready to handle them when they do. Just like if you're in a situation where you must physically fight, if the fight is unexpected, you might get sucker punched. But if you have your back foot planted and your shoulders squared up, you're ready to defend yourself, therefore your chances of victory have increased greatly. James chapter 1 prepares Christians to spiritually fight through the trial and understand God's purpose in allowing that trial. I want to encourage you to read closely James 1, 2 through 12, and ask God for a fresh dose of His wisdom as you fight through the trials of life.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
Hi, I'm Mansfield Coe from Pensacola Hardware. We are your best local and regional resource for industrial construction and hardware supplies. Daily, we meet the needs of Pensacola's construction companies, providing superb knowledge and code-compliant products. We specialize in concrete and masonry tools, fall protection products, and tools and supplies for the HVAC, mechanical, plumbing, electrical, and glass trades. Give us the opportunity to show you why we are Pensacola's oldest and best hardware and construction supply company. Pensacola Hardware, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown.
As a business owner, you've got a lot on your plate. Managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. As an IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, remitting state and federal taxes, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and our HR expertise. Avalon HR can help you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Employing made easy. AvalonHR.com.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. Friday evening, join your friends at another gallery night in downtown Pensacola. This month's theme is the Art of Hispanic Heritage. Visit Pensacola.com has more. Saturday morning, enjoy the dozens of vendors at Dr. Martin Luther King's Plaza and Plaza Ferdinand. Grab a freshly brewed coffee and a homemade treat while you take in Palafox Market from 9 till 2. Find more events and submit yours at NewsRadio923.com.
Start your mornings off informed with all things Pensacola on the Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Don't you cry no
more. Pensacola right now.
Here's your top national stories this hour.
5:23, News Radio 92.3 Afternoon, everybody. Chris Bryant, Austin Price with you today. Thanks a lot for having us on. We appreciate it. The national average price for a gallon of gas rising 7 cents over the past couple of weeks. As new national average of $3.29 a gallon kind of set into place. However, oil industry analyst Trilby Lundberg, she's the publisher of the Lundberg Survey, says, well, those prices getting ready to slide back down.
The price of oil has been quite stable compared to previous times. And so if that does not change radically, then we'll probably see a gentle slope downward in price, considering summer driving is over with, basically, and because we do have sufficient supply of gasoline.
5:24, News Radio 92.3, stocks ending up today as markets await the Fed Reserve's is ready for those lawmakers to announce that interest rate cut. Hopefully they're going to hear that. Could be up for debate. Here's Hillary Barsky.
Stocks kicking off the new trading week higher in the NASDAQ and S&P 500, notching new record closes, and the S&P 500 finishing above the 6,600 level for the first time ever, following fresh economic developments between the U.S. and China. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent signaled that the U.S. and China have a framework for a deal over the ownership of Chinese social media firm TikTok. Investors are also eagerly awaiting a decision on interest rates as the Fed kicks off its two-day policy meeting on Tuesday. The Dow winners, Goldman Sachs, Caterpillar, and Microsoft. The Dow decliners, McDonald's, Sherwin-Williams, and Amgen. The Dow rising 49 points. The Nasdaq higher by 208. S&P 500 up 31. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
5:25, Austin Price, looking at the weather and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3.
Thank you very much, sir. And also, thank you to this texter letting me know. Pace is a mess because the northbound right lane of Woodbine at 90 is closed due to utility work. People are using alternate routes. So not an accident, just an alternate route that has an alternate route situation that has gotten severely backed up. Thank you for that text just a few minutes ago. And feel free to text in at any time, 850-437-1620. Let us know what's going on the roads or just how you're feeling today. But right now, let's stick to the main point at hand here with traffic. Outside of that issue on Highway 90, the only spots we're really dealing with right now are Pine Forest Road, traveling northbound towards 9 Mile, and Davis Highway, right as you are merging with Scenic, right in front of the UWF main entrance. Got some backups there still. Worst looking spot outside of those couple, going to be Burgess Road, traveling westbound towards Palafox Street. As for your weather, 85 degrees, low of 69 tonight. Going to be sunny, mostly clear throughout the rest of the week, with highs ranging anywhere from 88 to 91 degrees.
Okay, today was the deadline for CDC employees to return to their offices following last month's attack at the agency's Atlanta headquarters. Tanya J. Powers has the report.
Workers are returning to the Atlanta offices of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention just weeks after the August 8th attack by a gunman who opened fire on employees preparing to leave work for the weekend. Investigators say the shooter fired almost 500 shots and killed a police officer before turning the gun on himself. No one at the CDC was injured in the incident. Employees have been working remotely in the weeks since the shooting. A Health and Human Services Department spokesperson says staff members whose workstations were affected by the shooting will be assigned alternate spaces. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
And the daughter of former FBI Director James Comey suing the Trump administration over her firing. Maureen Comey claims that her ousting as a federal prosecutor was done in retaliation for being her father's daughter. James Comey has been a frequent critic of Trump and was investigated back in May by the FBI for an Instagram post that some say was a threat to the president's life.
527 News Radio 92.3. People continue paying tribute to conservative activist and Turning Point USA founder Charlie Kirk. Jeff Paul is at Turning Point USA headquarters in Phoenix and files this story on News Radio 92.3.
A steady stream of people showing up to the headquarters for Turning Point USA in Phoenix. Many bringing flowers, leaving personal messages, while others just simply standing there in silence and reflecting on the loss of Charlie Kirk. They join the thousands upon thousands who have been showing up over here for the past couple of days since the shooting, trying to honor Kirk's memory. But one thing is clear, in his passing, Turning Point USA isn't going anywhere. In her first public comment since the assassination, Kirk's widow, Erica Kirk, said the radio and podcast show will go on. His college campus tour will continue this fall, and there will be yet more tours in the years to come.
And the Trump administration redirecting millions in funding to historically black colleges and tribal universities. Secretary of Education Linda McMahon said the department was redirecting financial support away from ineffective and discriminatory programs toward those which support student success. The redirected funds were from gifted and talented programs and initiatives that support minority students in science and engineering. The nearly $500 million boost was coupled with an extra $137 million for American history and civics education, as well as $60 million for charter schools.
Okay, a New Jersey congressman said he's introduced seeing legislation that forces airlines to pay customers for flight delays. If you remember, this is the way it was. Trump says, no, it's not. Yes, it is. No, it's not. Here's Jessica Rosenthal. Just throw your hands up and wish for the best.
The Biden administration had a proposed rule that would force airlines to pay customers anywhere from $2 to nearly $800 for severe flight disruptions that were in the airline's control, like for mechanical issues or outages. But the Trump administration removed the rule. Now, New Jersey Congressman Josh Gottheimer is trying to get a similar rule passed through Congress. For passengers delayed more than 5 hours, it could mean up to $500 from the airlines. Airlines must refund people for canceled flights already. Newark's been plagued with issues this year. In late August, there were two outages at the Philadelphia Air Traffic Control Center that manages Newark's airspace within one day, and similar outages that slowed traffic into the airport this spring as well. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
I'm John Saucier. President Trump says the National Guard will be deployed to Memphis in the latest crime crackdown. He told reporters in the Oval Office the operation is going to look like what's going on in Washington, D.C.
I'm signing a presidential memorandum to establish the Memphis Safe Task Force, and it's very important because of the crime that's going on.
The Democratic mayor of Memphis, Paul Young, says he was not happy about the idea of deploying the Guard there. Lawmakers in Washington have till September 30th to pass a funding bill or face a government shutdown. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says Democrats are open to working with the Republicans as long as the GOP will negotiate with them.
We want to keep the government open by engaging in bipartisan negotiation, where we can address some of the grave harms Donald Trump has caused to our health care system and help Americans with the cost of living. We haven't seen that today.
America's listening to Fox News.
This is Zach Gelb of the Sports Minute. Last year, after losing to NIU, Notre Dame's season was on life support, and the Irish didn't lose another game until the national championship game. And now, after losing to Miami and A&M, the Irish are back on life support. And even though the new college football playoff criteria places a greater emphasis on strength of schedule, if Notre Dame wins out, they'll be one of the 12 teams in come December. Yes, it looks like a bleak 2025 for Notre Dame, but there's still a path to redemption. So maybe the Irish should start playing some defense. I'm Zach Gelb.
For nearly 2,000 severely injured veterans, everyday life has become filled with barriers. So we build specially adapted homes at Homes for Our Troops. And thanks to our donors and supporters, this life-changing gift of freedom is provided mortgage-free to these veterans. But we need you to join us, too, in completing this important mission. Please visit hfotusa.org and help build homes. and rebuild lives.
With Robinhood, not only can you trade individual stocks and ETFs, you can also seamlessly buy and sell crypto at low costs. Trade all in one place. Get started now on Robinhood. Trading crypto involves significant risk. Crypto trading is offered through an account with Robinhood Crypto LLC. Robinhood Crypto is licensed to engage in virtual currency business activity by the New York State Department of Financial Services. Crypto held through Robinhood Crypto is not FDIC insured or SIPC protected. Investing involves risk, including loss of principal. Securities trading is offered through an account with Robinhood Financial LLC. Member SIPC, a registered broker-dealer.
Lexus, BMW, Jaguar.
Where is the best place to take your vehicle for service and repair? That, my friend, is Matrix Auto Service, the future of auto service.
Porsche, Mercedes, Land Rover.
Their expert technicians provide top-notch service and repairs to all makes and models. At Matrix Auto Service, they pride themselves on transparency, honesty, and customer satisfaction with their number one goal, getting you back on the road quickly and safely. Matrix Auto Service, 5675 North Davis Highway.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services, advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
Here are the News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 contest rules. You can win one prize per household per contest in any 30-day period, unless specified by individual contest rules. All prizes on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 are non-transferable, non-redeemable for cash, or exchangeable for any other prize. News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 prizes must be redeemed within a 30-day period of winning. For a complete list of rules, visit newsradio923.com.
Ready for intelligent and thought-provoking conversation? Tune in to the Guy Benson Show on News Radio Pensacola. Weekdays from 2 till 4 p.m. on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. Guy Benson, the brilliant and charismatic host, brings you a fresh perspective on the biggest stories of the day. Guy keeps you engaged and informed. Don't miss out on the intellectual thrill ride. Tune in to the Guy Benson Show on News Radio Pensacola from 2 till 4 p.m. It's the show that'll challenge your thinking and leave you wanting more. On News Radio Pensacola.
Now we turn you to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Is Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Now, here's today's top three local trending stories. Number one.
Well, strong wind shear and dry, dusty air have limited storms in the panhandle this hurricane season. Today, NHC forecasters confirmed a tropical wave in the central Atlantic is the only disturbance with any development potential. Spaghetti models for the tropical wave show little to no impact on the U.S., though, as many projections keep it tracking north and east of the Bahamas. No Gulf activity expected next week.
Number two.
Okay, a majority of the Escambia school board members have expressed support for eliminating citizen-based book review committees. According to District 1 Representative Kevin Adams, this measure aims to expedite the school's book review process. The board will vote on the proposal during its regular meeting, scheduled tomorrow, 5:30, over the J.E. Hall Center.
Number three.
And the Cantonment Improvement Committee will hold a food distribution event tomorrow, offering 10,000 pounds of food to residents. The event begins at 3 p.m. at Carver Park in Cantonment, and participants are required to present valid identification to receive food. Distribution will be on a first-come, first-served basis while supplies last.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
Okay, open carry or not too open carry, that is a big discussion circulating around the panhandle today. We're seeing some reaction to last week's news that open carry is now legal across the panhandle. Santa Rosa Sheriff Bob Johnson.
I'm the biggest Second Amendment guy in the world. You know that. But I just don't get the thing about open carry. I don't know why anyone would want to open carry. It just makes you a target, like being a cop. It's strange. So, but yeah, it is perfectly legal now. And they better get a grip on it and put some different kind of, I guess, bullet points in a law somewhere Otherwise, you're going to have people, you know, walking around with a Barrett 50 in their hands, walking down Main Street, and there's nothing we can do about it.
Well, Johnson says he's hoping state legislators will at least put together some restrictions to keep things in check.
Yes, and state regulators will not consider a counterproposal as they review a planned settlement that would raise FPL's base electric rates. The Office of Public Counsel and consumer groups are opposing the deal reached last month with various businesses. The Public Service Commission will begin hearings on October 6th and is expected to decide later in the fall.
Here's your top sports stories this hour.
Fox Sports Update.
The game's only touchdown. Sunday Night Football on NBC, 7 field goals and 1 touchdown. The Falcons went into Minneapolis and stifled J.J. McCarthy and the Vikings 22-6. Atlanta sacked the Vikings quarterback 6 times and intercepted him twice. McCarthy also lost a fumble in his second NFL start. Atlanta running back Bijan Robinson ran for 143 yards, helped the Falcons get their first win and dropped the Vikings to 0-1. Before Cincinnati Bengals quarterback Joe Burrow suffered a serious turf toe injury in yesterday's game against the Jaguars, the odds on the Bengals to win the Super Bowl were 25-1 at the FanDuel Sportsbook. This morning, the Bengals are 60-1 to win Super Bowl 60. Joe Burrow may need surgery, a procedure that could keep him off the field for 3 months. Yesterday, backup quarterback Jake Browning led 4 scoring drives for the Bengals with 3 touchdowns and a field goal. He threw 2 TD passes, ran for the go-ahead 1-yard score. With 18 seconds left, the Bengals won the game 31-27. Cincinnati 2-0 for the first time since 2018. Browning had 241 passing yards, also got picked off 3 times. After the Cowboys scored a most amazing 40-37 win in overtime against the Giants, Cowboys owner Jerry Jones announced the team had signed linebacker Jadeveon Clowney, who's now 32 and joining his 7th NFL team. Week number 2 closes with 2 Monday night games. 7 o'clock Eastern, the 0-1 Texans host the 1-0 Buccaneers. 10 p.m. Eastern, 1-0 Raiders home against the 1-0 Chargers. Baseball, Cal Raleigh hit his 54th home run in the Mariners' 11-2 win over the Angels that put Seattle atop the AL West by 1 game over Houston. Raleigh tied Mickey Mantle's record for the most home runs in 1 season by a switch hitter. For more scores, stories, and features, go to foxsports.com. I'm Jared Max.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com.
And we got a Monday Night Football doubleheader wrapping up week 2 in the NFL. The first game of the night, kicking off in just about 20 minutes, it's the Houston Texans hosting the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Once again, kickoff at 6, and you can catch that on our sister station, ESPN Pensacola, 99.1 FM, 1330 AM. The Texans looking for their first win of the year, while Tampa Bay aiming to start 2-0. And then that game's going to be followed by the LA Chargers taking on the Raiders in Las Vegas at 9. Both teams coming off of wins in week 1.
Let me give you a recap of what happened here on the high school level over the weekend. Maybe you were out of town, didn't get a chance to check these scores out, but let me give them to you if you don't mind. It was a Thursday game. We started the week off with the Booker T. Fort Walton Beach game. Booker T. winning that one 14-7. Friday night, Milton, what happened in this game? Milton 3, Tate 0. Did they just forget the offense? What happened?
You know, Milton, as far as just points given up, they've had a pretty – I don't even know if they've given up 20 points in a game this season. So maybe their defense is just really lights out.
All right. Northview over Central, 46-8. Baker over Jay, 29-20. Choctaw over Pine Farms, 28-0. West Florida, 35, Walton 6. That was our ESPN Pensacola game of the week.
Right.
You were on that broadcast. Pretty good game.
West Florida really took control early, and we had a running clock late.
Okay.
So as good as that is.
There you go. Okay. Panama City Bay, 28, Escambia, 14. Pensacola Catholic, big win for them, beating Montgomery Catholic, 17-6. Pensacola High, 49. Destin, 9. Panama City, Mosley, 36. Navarre, 16. And, of course, Pace and Gulf Breeze both got byes. Big weekend for UWF. Showing no mercy whatsoever on Shorter. 42-20. 3-0 now for the Argos.
Yeah.
Looking good this season. UWF will travel to North Greenville on Saturday. Kickoff scheduled to go at 6. NGU, by the way, 1-1 this season. And the Southeastern Conference has 11 teams in the top 25 for the second week in a row. LSU leads at number 3 with Georgia at number 5. Texas at number 8. And Texas A&M rounding out the top 10.
All righty, and lastly here very quickly, Serena and Venus Williams teaming up once again, this time off the tennis court. They're going to launch their podcast Stockton Street Wednesday on X. The podcast is named after the street they grew up on in Compton, California. New episodes of the podcast will drop on Wednesday bi-weekly.
Here's today's health news.
September could be the month that makes your cholesterol levels a little bit better. Here's Lisa Brady.
September is National Cholesterol Awareness Month, and it's a good time to learn about it and how to avoid high levels that can raise the risk of heart disease. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention describes cholesterol as a waxy, fat-like substance made by your liver. Blood cholesterol is essential for good health, and your body needs it to perform important jobs, like making hormones and digesting fatty foods. The only way to know if your levels are high is to get checked out by your healthcare team. House Call for Health, I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
And new research shows certain vegetables may help fight off cancer. The study published in Cell Reports Medicine highlights an ingredient called zeaxanthin, which is found in some greens and corn. It shows the ingredient helps strengthen certain immune cells and kill tumors. This is after it was tested on mice. Trials are still needed on humans to see if the same results apply.
Tripling the dose of a popular weight loss drug leads to more weight loss. This is according to a new study out today. Chris Foster has the report.
A third of the study's participants lost at least 25% of their weight on the higher dose of semaglutide, brand name Wegovy for weight management, Ozempic for diabetes. The average weight loss is 19%. It's 16% on the current dose and 4% with placebo. The dose sold now is 2.4 milligrams. Researchers used 7.2 milligrams for the study published in the Lancet Diabetes and Endocrinology Journal. It also finds more improvement in blood pressure, blood sugar, and cholesterol levels, and that more people experience early side effects related to digestion or skin sensitivity compared to the standard dose with no serious complications reported. Chris Foster, Fox News.
One food company is ditching some controversial sweeteners. Might make a few people happy here. A little bit of change in the recipe. Ginny Casola reports the story.
Tyson Foods says it will stop using high fructose corn syrup by the end of the year. It also will no longer use the artificial sweetener sucralose, preservatives BHA and BHT, and food coloring titanium dioxide. In addition to Tyson poultry and meat products, it makes other food brands, including Jimmy Dean, Ballpark, and Hillshire Farm. Earlier this year, Tyson removed petroleum-based synthetic dyes from its products, though the Trump administration has been pushing the food industry to make changes aimed at improving the health of Americans. Tyson says the decision was voluntary and it has been working in recent years to reduce food additives. Ginny Coselda, Fox News.
Okay, it is 5:45 afternoon, sliding by on this Monday. Austin Price, he is in with the weather and the local traffic together this afternoon.
Thank you very much, sir. Let's see. Looking at the roads here, it's typically around this time every afternoon that we see a lot of our traffic issues die down. Still got some backups at the intersection of Palafox Street and Burgess Road, and some on Highway 90 as you're coming over the water, heading into Pace, traveling eastbound towards Chemukla Highway. But that's been giving us problems all afternoon, and it is starting to break up. Outside of that, there's not much really sticking out. As for your weather, sitting at around 85 degrees, low of 69 tonight, sunny, mostly clear all throughout your week, with highs ranging anywhere from 88 to 91.
Okay, it's 5:46, News Radio 92.3. Yeah, it's a beautiful day out there. Maybe a nice day to head over and watch that sunset. Taking effect. Here we go. We're going to talk about Ford moving in Michigan. I'll tell you about this one. They got this beautiful plant in Michigan. It wasn't so beautiful. They wanted another beautiful plant in Michigan. This one's just 3 miles down from the other one. Billions of dollars later. I'll let you know the story here. Ford moves, and it's cost some bucks. Here's Jeff Manasso.
For the first time in 70 years, Ford Motor Company relocating its world headquarters just down the road, about 3 miles away from its longtime home in Dearborn. The move within a couple of months to a newly constructed building, a 2.1 million square foot structure called Ford World Headquarters when it opens in November. General Motors, also in the midst of a headquarters move, leaving its iconic home along the Detroit River for a new office building in downtown Detroit. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
Here's today's business news.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. Congressional Budget Office Director Philip Swagel saying today that President Donald Trump's tariffs appear to have pushed inflation up higher than CBO analysts had initially expected. Swagel making the comments today on CNBC's Squawk Box. Meanwhile, President Trump floating the idea today of companies no longer providing earnings reports on a quarterly basis. In a True Social post, the president said the idea is subject to SEC approval, but it would save money. China's market regulator says NVIDIA has violated the country's anti-monopoly law, adding that Beijing would continue its investigation into the U.S. chip giant. Shares are currently down slightly in after-hours trading. Stocks were higher on Wall Street, with the Dow up nearly 50 points. The S&P 500 and NASDAQ both set fresh record highs, up 30 and 207 points, respectively. That's Your Money Now.
Okay, a group of truckers sounding the alarm about a shortage of skilled drivers. We've been hearing about this for years. Knew it was coming. It's here. Jeff Locke has more from Cranberry, New Jersey.
Secretary of Transportation Sean Duffy meeting with a group of truckers at the Molly Pitcher rest stop along the New Jersey Turnpike, being told that there isn't so much a shortage of truckers, but a shortage of qualified drivers. Truckers say they're being forced to compete with truckers that don't care about regulation. The Trump administration has prioritized English proficiency for truckers and has now warned three states, New Mexico, California, and Washington, that if they don't comply, there will be consequences. I asked the Secretary of Transportation today where that all stands.
New Mexico is showing signs that they're going to comply with us. Washington and California, not so much.
The truckers say they don't mind competition, even from people outside the U.S. They just want everyone to follow the rules. In Cranberry, New Jersey, I'm Jeff Flock, Fox News.
And President Trump proposing companies reduce the frequency they report their finances to the public. On Truth Social, Trump said reporting on a semi-annual basis would save money and allow managers to focus on properly running their companies. Companies currently provide the reports on a quarterly basis, and Trump noted that in his post that the switch is subject to SEC approval. Supporters of the current system say it provides investors with timely opportunity as well as transparency about public companies.
Okay, President Trump also calling on Republicans to unite around a short-term spending plan. This is to avoid a government shutdown. Jared Halpern is at the White House, has more for us.
Republican leaders in Congress are expected to unveil a continuing resolution this week, a short-term spending extension to avoid a government shutdown at the end of the month. In a social media post, President Trump says Republicans have to stick together and vote yes to pass the plan out of the House. He claims Democrats want the government to shut down. Republican lawmakers have in the past criticized so-called clean spending extensions, demanding instead spending cuts. Any plan will need bipartisan buy-in to overcome a 60-vote threshold in the Senate. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
And Pope Leo is decrying wealth inequality, pointing to the massive wages of CEOs like Elon Musk. In his first interview since becoming Pope back in May, Leo XIV told a Catholic news site that he worries for the low-income earners of the world, cited reports that Musk may soon become the world's first trillionaire, saying that if money is the only thing that has value, we're in big trouble. In his comments published yesterday, the Pope expressed concern that people were forgetting the value of human life, family, and society.
Well, Taylor Swift is being deposed in the lively Baldoni suit. When is this thing going to end? This seems like it's been going on for a year now.
I guess with stuff proceeding, it just kind of flew under the radar until now.
Michelle Polino has more on the story.
Taylor Swift has agreed to sit for a deposition in the legal battle between Blake Lively and Justin Baldoni, according to a new court filing from Baldoni's team, Variety reporting. Swift is expected to be asked about any conversations she had with Lively regarding conditions on the set of It Ends With Us. Baldoni's lawyers previously won court approval to seek messages between Swift and Lively after Lively's team tried to keep Swift out of the case. Lively has sued Baldoni, her director and co-star, for sexual harassment and retaliation. A trial is set for next spring in federal court in New York. Lively has already been deposed, and her lawyers want more time to question Baldoni and co-defendants. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
Just about 5:52 here. We'll take one last quick break. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now. We'll be back in just a couple minutes with one final check of your roads and weather for you this hour, followed by some pop culture notes, some more frivolous headlines for you, right here on News Radio 92.3.
Flashlights, check. Camp stove, check. Canned goods, check. Ice chests, check.
Say, what you doing there, neighbor? Going camping?
Not
exactly, but it is hurricane season. We've already had a few power outages just with thunderstorms, so I'm getting prepared.
I see. Getting ready for a little indoor camping.
Yeah, you know how it is.
Actually, I don't. We have natural gas from Pensacola Energy at our house, so when the power is out, we still cook up a storm and take hot showers. And since we added the whole house generator, we just keep on like nothing happened.
Must be nice.
It is. Pensacola Energy made it really easy, and we got some great rebates.
How can I get in on that?
Forget indoor camping and get comfortable with natural gas. To learn more about earning up to $3,000 in rebates, call Pensacola Energy at 850-436-5050 or visit PensacolaEnergy.com. We keep on.
It all comes down to this, folks.
Yep, the entire season is on the line.
But my throat has officially thrown in the towel.
Sounds like you need Vicks VapoCool drops. They're max strength, hand vaporized sore throat pain.
Whoa! These VapoCool drops hit fast!
Speaking of fast, did you just see that play?
Yeah, he vaporized that ball.
That pun should have come with a penalty.
Vaporize sore throat pain with Vicks VapoCool drops. Use as directed.
Some of America's bravest warriors are returning home wounded. Here's one of them.
My name is Norberto Lara. While I was on a combat patrol, a rocket propelled grenade took my arm off at the shoulder. I was discharged from the Army, and I've been working with the Wounded Warrior Project since 2007. They don't have to be severely wounded. A lot of guys have post-traumatic stress disorder. Being able to share your story kind of helps you wrap your mind around what did happen over there. My name is Normie, and yes, I do suffer from post-traumatic stress disorder, but I'm okay.
Don't suffer in silence. Contact WoundedWarriorProject.org.
Want to win tickets to Florida State home games? Download our News Radio Pensacola app, then tap that app.
Tap that app
to enter Monday through Friday on News Radio 92.3.
Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin.
Ran out here. News Radio 92.3. Pensacola right now, 5:55, five away from 6 o'clock. Austin Price, he's in. He's got to look at that weather and local traffic together for you.
Yes, indeed I do. Luckily, not much going on. That's typically the story this time every afternoon. Still got some backups if you're traveling eastbound on Highway 90 towards Chemukla Highway, though. Be on the lookout for that. Hopefully, that'll start to die down. As for your weather, 85 degrees, low of 69 tonight. Sunny, mostly clear throughout the bulk of your week. Heading into the weekend, no rainfall chances. Highs will creep up, though. Tomorrow, only 88. Come Friday, going to be more like 91.
Here's today's pop culture news.
Okay, the weekend box office numbers are in. Kathleen Maloney has them.
Demon Slayer Infinity Castle ruled over the box office, debuting to a mighty $70 million and setting a record for the biggest opening ever for an anime film. Its haul more than doubled the $31 million benchmark that had been set by 1999's Pokemon, the first movie Mewtwo Strikes Back. Last weekend's champ, The Conjuring Last Rites, settled for second place, dropping 69% to earn $26.1 million. Downton Abbey, the grand finale, came in third at $18.1 million. Kathleen Maloney, Fox News.
And CBS celebrating viewership numbers for this year's Emmy Awards. Sunday's ceremony drew 7.4 million viewers. That's an 8% jump from last year and the most since 2021. That year marked the last time the Emmys aired on CBS. This year's ceremony saw HBO's The Pitt take home the award for Outstanding Drama Series, while Apple TV Plus's The Studio won Outstanding Comedy Series.
TV's biggest awards have been handed out, and Michelle Pollino recaps a big night at the Emmys.
Nate Bargatze hosted the 77th Annual Emmy Awards, which saw Seth Rogen's The Studio win all the top comedy honors, lead actor, directing, writing, and outstanding comedy series, making it the most awarded comedy in Emmy's history. Adolescents followed with 6 wins, including Best Limited Series and a record for youngest male acting winner, Owen Cooper. On the drama side, The Pitt, about a Pittsburgh trauma center, took home 3 awards, with Noah Wyle named lead actor. He thanked the real heroes.
To anybody who's going on shift tonight or coming off shift tonight, thank you for being in that job. This is for you.
Sound courtesy of CBS and Television Academy. And Severance star Tramell Tillman made history as the first black man to win supporting drama actor. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
And Cosby Show star Felicia Rashad paying tribute to her TV son, the late Malcolm Jamal Warner. Rashad, who played Claire Huxtable on Warner's Theo Huxtable in the classic show, spoke about Warner during the In Memoriam segment on last night's Emmy Awards. And Warner drowned earlier this year while on a family vacation in Costa Rica. Rashad said Warner was a beloved teenager in an iconic television series who remains in our hearts.
Busted in Canada for driving a kid's car in Prince George, British Columbia. There you are sitting in a cell with a bunch of guys. Okay, what did you do?
Yeah, what are you in for?
I strangled somebody. What did you? I was driving a kid's car in Prince George. That could have probably get you in a little bit of trouble there. CJ Pop explains.
Wearing aviator glasses and crammed behind the wheel of a Barbie Jeep, Casper Lincoln said he was lazy and didn't want to walk to go buy a Slurpee. Instead, he borrowed the kid-sized pink car with a top speed of 3 miles per hour for the trip. But cops say Lincoln was drunk when they pulled him over and slapped the cuffs on him earlier this month. A breathalyzer test confirmed it, reported broadcaster CBC. He told the Canadian broadcaster he didn't know he was breaking the law. Cops also learned during the stop his license to drive an adult-sized car was suspended. Casper Lincoln says he plans to fight the ticket. As for the video, it's gone viral, but he says he's taking it in stride. CJ Papa, Fox News.
Okay, tripling the dose of a popular weight loss drug leads to dramatic weight loss, according to a new study. Chris Foster has more.
A third of the study's participants lost at least 25% of their weight on the higher dose of semaglutide, brand name Wegovy for weight management, Ozempic for diabetes. The average weight loss is 19%. It's 16% on the current dose and 4% with placebo. The dose sold now is 2.4 milligrams. Researchers used 7.2 milligrams for the study published in the Lancet Diabetes and Endocrinology Journal. It also finds more improvement in blood pressure, blood sugar, and cholesterol levels, and that more people experience early side effects related to digestion or skin sensitivity compared to the standard dose with no serious complications reported. Chris Foster, Fox News.
Okay, let me talk about your financial future here real quick. Are you ready for this one? Well, tonight you can do the Powerball, $64 million, $30 million, that's your cash option. Heading out the door, play wisely. Good luck to you. Should be a pretty interesting night. This is News Radio Pensacola.
Local news every hour and breaking news when it matters most. News Radio 92.3, WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.